Shvius, Perek Ches Mishnah Ches. Ein loichim avodim v'karkos uvehem etmeya midmei Shvius. So this almost goes without saying. One is not allowed to buy avodim, karka, or animals that aren't fit to eat, behemis tmeyas, and things like that, from money of Shvius. And obviously all the more so with Shvius himself. Vim lokach, and if when one does this, so now he doesn't have the Kedushas Shvius. He didn't buy something he can eat. He bought an Evid or whatever it is. And now he doesn't have the Kedushas Shvius anymore. Yoichel Kenegdon. So now he should either go buy fruits from some other money and then eat those fruits with Kedushas Shvius, or he should set aside other foods to eat with Kedushas Shvius. It sounds like from the Rav that Lav Dafka has to be fruits. It just has to be food that he should eat other food with Kedushas Shvius. Now, whether this is actually that the Kedusha is actually working to be chal on what he eats, it's a separate sugya. Could be some Rishonim, some Mefarshim learn that it is. But Pashtus Lechari, it's just a knas, like a punishment. And the Mishnah continues similarly. Ein mevien kinei zavim v'kinei zavis v'kinei yoldos midmei shvius. So now one shouldn't bring or purchase a pair of birds for a zav, or a pair of birds for a zava, vikine yoldos, or a pair of birds for a woman that gives birth, from the money of shvius. And also, vimhevi yoichel kenegdan, same thing. And if you would bring money and use the kedusha shvius money to buy these things that are used as karbonas, yoichel kenegdan, you now, since you lost the money, because the money should not be used for these types of things, they should not be used for karbonas, you have to now eat other foods b'kedusha shvius in its stead. So we know that these karbonos, these birds that were brought at the end after they became tame and they were clean and became tahar, so they had to bring these karbonos. Whether it's a zav or an ishir ledas, she also has to bring these karbonos. So Tiferes Sol asks, like, why dafka these karbonos? It could have been any karbonos. You're not allowed to use shmita money to buy karbonos. Like, one can think he's getting a 2-for-1. He has shmita money. Hey, you know what? I got to buy karbonos. Why don't I just use the shmita money to buy the karbonos? That you're not allowed to do. Taisis Yom Tov says, why not? Because he brings, it's from the Gemara in Chagiga, that anything that's a chov, any obligatory offering that a person has to bring as a carbon, can only be brought from chulin. It can't be brought from shvius, which is not chulin. It has to be brought from non-sacred money. So why dafka did the Mishnah actually bring these items? The Tiferes Sol explains that one would think that these items may be mutter because these karbanos are almost allows one to bring other karbanos. It's almost like a preparatory carbon for other karbanos. Other karbanos is just something that one has to bring. It's just a chov. But these are a preparatory that one should be able to go and eat other kachim and bring other karbanos and the like. And Mishnah continues, lastly, ein sachin kelim b'shemen shel shvius. One should not smear utensils with shmita oil. Vim sach yoichel kenegdo. And if he does that, instead of smearing it on his body, he does this, he should yoichel kenegdo. He should eat food of the same value.